I'm Norm Shealy. Norm Shealy. You are listening to Infinite Consciousness, your infinite access to the world
of the mind.
Welcome to Infinite Consciousness tonight, and thanks for listening. This is Eva Herr, and we're going to be talking to Andrew Hyman, who's going to be talking about the Nutripuncture book, Stimulating the Energy Pathways of the Body Without Needles. How are you, Andrew?
I'm very well, thank you. How are
thanks
you this evening?
I'm good, thanks. Thanks for taking time to come on the show. So
My pleasure.
We get started, if you would tell me, to my listening audience, why we're interviewing you and not the authors of this book, so they'll understand.
Well, the reason, actually, is the authors are French and Italian, and they don't speak English very well. So they actually published the book Nutripuncture, Stimulating the Energy Pathways of the Body Without Needles. It was in French. And I actually teach Nutripuncture throughout the U.S. I've been working with Dr. Bray for a couple years now. And the book was actually translated into English, and I helped edit the English version. And then I rewrote some of the sections, and then I actually wrote a chapter in the back. So they asked me to do the speaking for them.
Okay. Just wanted everybody to understand why your name wouldn't be on the title. And where can they find this book and the website about this information?
Well, this book is available on Amazon.com, or it's available on GetMyNutri.com. And that's GetMyNutri.com.
So can you tell us a little bit about what Nutripuncture is and how they came to get on this path?
Yes, actually, it's a very interesting story. It starts with Dr. Patrick Verret, one of the authors. And he was actually a surgeon in France, and he really much enjoyed surgery.
What kind of surgeon?
The Western model. I think it was an orthopedic. So he very much enjoyed surgery, like the way the Western model of thinking about how to approach the body. If you had a problem, this was the solution. This is the surgery used. But he actually had a cousin who ended up getting sick, and I don't remember exactly what the cousin had, but he tried all the different modalities that he knew within his system, biomedicine, and nothing helped his cousin. And the only person who was able to help his cousin was a homeopathic doctor. And so, Dr. Verret, he started thinking, he's like, how does this work? All the biomedical stuff, it just doesn't seem to work here. What is it about homeopathy? So he started studying homeopathy, and then he also began to study acupuncture. And in homeopathy, he started realizing a different way of approaching the body, which he never would have imagined before. And when he was studying acupuncture, he actually did work with Dr. Paul Noget, who maybe some people know, discovered the auricular system or the ear acupuncture. And he started to become aware of the meridians, the electromagnetic pathways, and the language in the body from the meridians. And this is all very new to him. So he actually went to the University of Orsay, and he met Etienne Guillot, who was doing research into trace minerals and their effect on the organ system. And he's also met George Lakowski's son, and George Lakowski was doing work on cellular oscillation and the cell membrane. And he actually did work on plants, and what he would find is that he would take a healthy plant, he would inject the plant with a tumor, and he put a polymetallic band around the plant, and this would restore the vital current of the plant. When the vital current of the plant was restored, the tumor would go away. And so you start getting these polymetallic circuits and the way the energy system works with the metals. At the same time, he's also reviewing the work of Barbara McClintock, who actually won the Nobel Prize for her work on genetic mutation. And McClintock was finding that the information that you give a cell, you can get a genetic mutation. It turns genes on, turns genes off. And so they started looking at all of these different research, particularly with Lakowski, and they started thinking, if we can have this effect on plants with the trace minerals, maybe we can have this effect with human beings. So they started looking at the cell membrane and the electrical potential across the cell membrane, and they wondered if they could combine trace minerals in a specific order. This was actually from the E.T.N. Gill's work on, he was finding that plants, the trace minerals correspond with specific organs. So they started wondering if they took these trace minerals and combined them in a very specific way, whether or not they could stimulate the meridian in the same way like an acupuncture needle could. So the first part was on the cell membrane, and they kept playing with the trace minerals until they figured out which one would restore the electrical potential across the cell membrane.
How do they supply the trace mineral to the cell membrane?
Pardon?
How do they supply it to the cell membrane?
So the nutrients actually, E.T. and Gill did work on the binding elements. So what they would use is they use a micro dosage of trace minerals in a very specific recipe. In Chinese medicine, it's like the herbal formulas or the herbal formulas have very specific ratios of the mm-hmm. of the herbs to get them to perform their function. So in this case, the pill for there's two actually yin and yang is what they call the general cellular regulator, and you chew one at a time, and it activates in the mouth the electromagnetic pathway. And so they actually did research. What they did is they took a bath of cells, and they took the cells from the hippocampus of a rat, and they put it in a liquid solution, and they put acidic solution in there so that the cell would lose its potential. So it should be a positive charge on the outside, negative charge on the inside. So they waited until the charge reversed, and then they put a solution of yin-yang into the mix, and they were able to see that the positive charge would come back to the outside and the negative charge would come back to the inside. They used an electron microscope on this.
What would that mean? That happened.
Okay, so it's when we look at the cellular biology, we're seeing. I think Bruce Lipton's work, we look at the cell membrane, and this is actually the work from Barbara McClintock, which is really interesting, because when we look at the health of the cell, what we're looking for, and this is what's really remarkable from my background is in acupuncture and a lot of different energy modalities, and this is what's really cutting edge is that we're looking at. The main objective in any treatment is to restore the cellular communications, to restore the vital current. So if we can restore the charge, then we can begin to restore the proper information to the cell so that the cell can function properly. So in this case, after they discovered the general cellular regulator, they actually discovered 33 other specific organs or meridian systems. It's not just the meridian or energy pathway, but it's the whole organ. So if you have, for example, the liver in traditional Chinese medicine would be the liver meridian, but it also corresponds with the organ. So here they have something that corresponds with this as well. So if you give a general cellular regulator, you restore the communication, and then you can give the proper information for the liver channel, for example, to restore the vital current. And this goes back to Lukoski's work, where Lukoski was showing that if you boost cellular oscillation, if you boost the current, the vital current, then the disease goes away. So you're not actually treating disease, you're just enhancing the vital current, and then the body and the cells are able to function properly and restore the vital currents.
So you don't do any, the only thing you do is using these trace minerals, you don't use any tapping or anything like that, right?
Nope. Again, I approach this from a traditional Chinese medical standpoint. And my background, actually, I studied traditional Chinese medicine in New York and California. And when I was in New York, I actually worked with a very famous Taiwanese physician, Dr. Wen Qiang Bai, who did some of the leading research in biophysics in Taiwan. And we were actually approaching the same issue as how do you go about picking up the micro disturbances within the system? Very specific protocols and stuff for this, but here we're using electromagnetic pulse, which is actually the work of Dr. Paul Noget, and you feel you can either use the pulse, you can use various means to determine what meridians are out. As you take the pulse, as you restore the current, you see a shift. Your question again?
So, I just said, so you don't do any tapping or sticking with needles.
No.
And you started telling me that. But then you just brought up a question. How do you know what pulse is right for each individual person?
Right. Well, this is actually the remarkable thing. To go back to your question about the tapping, this is what's really remarkable about the neutropuncture. Because I studied many different energy modalities, but the problem that you always came back to was that sometimes the treatments are inconsistent. Because the treatment is in reference to the practitioner. So mm-hmm. If a practitioner is having an off day, then they can create a disturbance within the system. So when we begin to, neutropuncture takes us back to the root of energy medicine, takes us back to the root of Chinese medicine, which is to say that when we talk about the liver channel, we have a concept. We have it written out, what the channel, the pathway corresponds with. But this is an idea, and we're trying to, when we needle in terms of acupuncture, we're trying to access this idea, really the experiences within. All of the texts really describe a pathway that's within and that we should be able to have that internal reference. So if we tap, these modalities are great. They can be very effective. But we, with a nutriment, we get the specific activation of the meridian exactly the same time, every time. And this is really remarkable because the energy medicine can depend dramatically depending on who's doing it.
Sure.
Does that answer your question?
One thing I would like to understand is on the phone the other day, you were telling me that there were specific trace minerals related to specific organs. Is that right?
Correct. Yes. This is the work of Etienne Guillot.
So tell me as much as you can about that, because the book talks more about, you know, the meridian lines and mm-hmm. which one of your supplement numbers, and that, you know, that doesn't make a very interesting show to talk about, meridian lines and numbers.
Okay, yes.
So yes, tell us about that.
So this particular part, I know a little bit, but this is the work of Etienne Guillot, and the book's actually it's in French. He has two books. It's the language. Le language. It's a vibration language of life. It's basically how it translates to, and mm-hmm. the alchemy of life. And this is really a lot of his work. And this is early work. So, for instance, the Yin Yang came out in maybe the 80s, where they were working on the cellular cell membrane potential. So this is a lot of his work early on. So this, in terms of nutrifuncture, you know, the nutrients have been established for many years, so it's not necessarily a big part of the study anymore. In terms of the trace mineral correspondence, the nutrients that correspond with the meridians have been fixed for several years.
Let's redirect the interview in a different way. Use symptoms and give us an idea of what you're talking about. Let's say that someone was bipolar with psychotic mm-hmm. tendencies.
Okay.
What nutritional deficiencies would you find there that your product could supply?
So let's clarify, if we can go back to when we say, you know, it's a very interesting name, neutropuncture. It does give this impression that it's nutritionally relevant, but this is actually maybe not a good understanding of it. What we're actually using is we're using trace minerals, but the trace minerals are in micro dosage. So they're very inconsequential in terms of actual.
Right, I get that.
Okay. So it's really
what I want to know is.
What
I'm trying to figure out, I want an example for that illness.
Okay,
what minerals would you, or what trace minerals would you say that person is needing?
Okay, so in this case, we do a standard intake the same way with acupuncture. Mm-hmm. And what we'd want to find is which meridian.
Says here meridian line 30,
the gallbladder
and 11, coupled with meridian lines 11 and 01. So, what trace minerals would that mean?
Okay, I'd have to look these up for you.
I find that very interesting. I mean, trace minerals is something I'm very interested in, so I want to understand.
It's a microgram of calcium, zinc, and copper with 0.433 micrograms. And So
what would that tell you?
Is.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
What?
The liver channel is what?
Okay, so in terms of the trace mineral, because it's the way they're combined that creates, right? It's like A, B, C creates D.
Got that.
But D came, right. So in terms of the, we wouldn't actually, in terms of diagnosis, be concerned about which trace mineral, it would just be which meridian line. In the same way,
I hear you, but conventional doctors, you know, if you're trying to convince your conventional allopathic doctor that this makes sense, I'd like to be able to have some groundwork, because that makes sense to me for that disorder, calcium, zinc, and copper. But you're also going to say something about the liver. What were you going to say about the liver?
Well, it comes back to, you know, neutral puncture is probably more in line with the traditional Chinese medicine than with anything else. So even in terms of Chinese medicine, you know, if somebody has bipolar, you're going to be looking at diagnosing the symptoms, which may be, in terms of Chinese medicine, it may be fast pulse, it may be, so we're using pulse and we're using tongue in traditional Chinese medicine.
Mm-hmm.
And we're looking to restore the meridians in exactly the same way with neutropuncture. And so I think maybe the difficulty we have in doing Chinese medicine and some of the research is doesn't always make sense in terms of Western.
Well, that makes perfect sense to me. And it's telling, because I know about that. I mean, if you're providing some supplements. I'm looking at your webpage. You got whole pages of supplements, which are represented by these numbers in your book. So,
the numbers are just easier. In the same way,
I hear you, but I want you to listen to my question, please.
Okay. Sure.
Well, these numbers represent some kind of trace mineral that's in that bottle.
Right.
So, you said gallbladder would affect someone's calcium, zinc. Because I'm interested in something else, too. I sit on the board of directors for this group called the Alliance for Addiction Solutions.
Uh-huh.
So if I want to see, and mood disorders, so I want to see, would this be something appropriate for them? But these people are going to want to know, like I want to know, does your information match up with their information? And copper, zinc, and calcium makes a lot of sense to me. But you were going to talk about the liver, so what were you going to say about it? What trace minerals would go with it?
It's copper, calcium, magnesium. It's 0.01 micrograms. So it's very difficult to understand it this way in terms of, you know, so when we're talking about 11, we're talking about the liver meridian.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's just restoring the liver function. And does that make sense?
It makes perfect sense. That's why I'm trying to tie the dots together, because people aren't going to get you if you're talking about number 10 or number 11.
Right.
So, you know, they're not going to get that because they don't know that you have
generally
products, and they're going to want to understand these products.
Exactly. So the numbers are just simplified in the same way, you know, acupuncture used stomach 36, which traditionally the name Zusan Li. But instead of having the Chinese names, they just make it like the nomenclature, stomach 36. It makes it much easier.
Got it.
The same way these
that.
Are numbered this way. Yep, so.
But it helps people have an understanding that it makes sense, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Can you give me some more case studies? Otherwise, we're just talking about numbers. And
Right. So it's very interesting. I use this in treatment. So my background, like I said, when I worked in New York, I worked with Dr. Wen Xiong Bai. So he was a psychiatrist, and so I actually deal a lot with anxiety, depression, and a lot of mood disorders. And using the nutrients actually for diagnostic purposes, if you can feel the shift with the meridians and the pulse, which is what we train people to do. You can diagnose which meridian's out much faster, or you can
figure it out. I see a kit here. Is that what you're talking about? Someone would hold this
kit,
and you would muscle test them? Is that what you would do?
This is possible. You can muscle test.
What would you do with this kit?
I generally take the pulse. And so for
anxiety
and depression.
They just hold it, or do they just hold the bottle and you take the pulse?
You can feel it with the pulse. That's correct, yes.
Okay, doesn't work when we both talk together, so we need to listen to one another.
Okay.
Would they just hold, like I have a chiropractor in mind that uses homeopathy, and the person holds it, and then he'll take their pulse or he'll do something. So would they hold dentist pick out one of these things that they thought it was and the person hold it and they muscle test it or take the pulse, or would they put the tablet in their mouth and take it?
Well, the first thing that you'd want to do is you'd have them hold yin-yang, because that's there's basically five things that you want, parameters that you want to reestablish. And the first thing you want to know is whether or not the patient's yin-yang positive, whether or not their endo-extracellular communication is working properly.
Okay.
So you could have them hold yin-yang, and if you're familiar with the pulse, you could feel to see whether or not that goes back in. Or you could test.
For a person that wanted to use your, can an average person buy your products, or does it have to be a physician?
Absolutely.
Okay.
They can use, there's protocols in the back. They can use the yin-yang. It's basically divided into two different parts. They call associative patterns, which use yin-yang, which is the general cellular regulator, and then a specific meridians that stimulate those meridians. And then there's another system, another part called sequential neuropuncture, where you would actually utilize as a language in the body, where you stimulate meridians in a very specific order to discern certain signals across the body, particular information. So it's very easy for people to use the basic protocols, which are in the book, and it's very easy to use the yin-yang plus the associative patterns.
Okay, so if the average person, bought your neuropuncture kit, somebody that's going to do it at home and they don't have a physician there with them, how would they know which one they needed? What would they do?
Well, this information should be in the book in terms of the meridian, where they give the signs and symptoms with different meridians, and there's also psychological and physical symptoms where they could match the different meridians.
Okay, but can you tell us, though, what it is? Give us an example so people will want to go and buy that book.
Okay, so I go to New York quite often, and I work with patients there. And I often give Nutri-Yin, Nutri-Yang. It's pericardium and Sanjiao, or the Chinese names of the meridian. The way to understand them is we say that you have a metabolic pole, which is your driving energy, which is in relation to the liver and the gallbladder, which we talked about a moment ago, 11 and 30, which we listed the trace minerals. And we say these are regulated by the pericardium and the Sanjiao. So there's a nervous regulation of the metabolic system. And so particularly, for example, a lot of people are stressed all the time. Restoring the nervous regulation of the driving energy, the metabolic pole, for example, we have liver, which has the ATP and the glucagon release. So we have this driving energy in the body. And restoring its cerebral pair helps to calm the system down. So these two, pericardium, Sanjiao, and maybe cerebral cortex, are excellent for people with stress. So I give these very often.
Okay. Let's go back, though. That didn't answer the question. If somebody bought your NutriPuncture kit, I'm looking at it, and it's got a whole bunch of little pill bottles in it.
Correct.
It's $395. So I'm assuming that you will use that to test which one that you need. Is that right?
You can, yes. You have to know how to test.
That's what I'm asking
again,
you. How do you test?
Right.
If somebody at home wants to buy that so that they have a medicine cabinet of your product to fix whatever's wrong with them, how do they know which one to take? If it's just average Joe Blow and listening to my radio show and he wants to know, okay, which one do I pick? If he feels his pulse, what is he looking for? Or is there some other thing that he's looking for?
Right. And so the pulse, this part, you know, when you test, you're assuming a yin-yang positive state, which is that the practitioner has to be familiar with what the person has to be familiar with what the yin-yang positive state is, what that actually feels like within the body when there's that cellular communication. This is the first point that's really important. So if people don't have this experience, then my suggestion is to use the information that's in the book where it lists which meridians to stimulate by symptoms.
Okay. So can you
tell us
what that is? Well, it does, but the people that are listening don't have the book, so can you tell them what it would say so they'll understand?
Of course. Would you like to give me a symptom or something like that? I could...
Well, I gave you a symptom, bipolar
with bipolar
psychosis.
Okay, so with the bipolar, what I'm going to be looking at is I may give, like I said, Nutri-Yin, Nutri-Yang. On a basic level, you could give pericardium sanjiao, liver, gallbladder, just to regulate the metabolic and the cerebral part. So in traditional Chinese medicine, like the bipolar, you have excess, we say excess and deficiency symptoms, right?
I don't know enough about Chinese medicine. I know enough that it interests me. That's why I'm trying to get you to tell me more, because it's something that I want to know.
Right. So in this case, maybe we can just give the basic pericardium sanjiao. Okay. Does this make sense in terms of nervous regulation and metabolic?
Yep. Like the autonomic nervous system? Is that what you mean?
We can think of it this way. So what's really interesting... do you think we could pause for a moment? I could go through the basic things
Absolutely.
That acupuncture looks to reestablish, and then
yes.
it might make it a little bit easier to understand the meridians.
That'd be
so,
great.
Suspending or tabling our discussion about the meridians or actually the nutriments for a moment, I think it's really important that we discuss in the book what the really amazing contributions I think that nutripuncture provides, the approach of energy medicine. Which the first part is talking about the state of being yin-yang positive. When we see the contribution with the epigenetics and the cellular information, we can really see the importance of making sure that there's good communication across the cell membrane. And when we get proper information, the cell functions properly. So the base part of nutripuncture is to say that any energy modality we use, we can say that returning to a yin-yang positive state or this endo-extracellular communication is absolutely essential, okay? That's the first main contribution. I think that's really excellent. The second idea that it really introduces is this concept of identity. And that is to say that our meridians need to be on their own identity, that we have to exist, our experience of life is on our own identity. And that is to say we have our genetic information, we have our metabolic information, our drive in our body, and we also have our sensory information that comes in. So here we exist in a human being. We have our instinct, we have our drive, and we have the information that we take in at any given moment. So we exist in life, and our whole existence depends on our ability to constantly adjust to an ever-changing environment and to assimilate this experience. And that assimilation from this information from the genetic and the information from the sensory combines in the cerebral cortex and gives us our unique self. It's like a fingerprint. So we have this very specific experience. Your meridians, your cells are different than mine, and the information is different. The third main contribution is this concept of being present in time and space. That is that we have to be where we are, right? If I actually live in Miami, so the information, the sun's in a different place in the sky than it's when I go to New York. The stars are different. The information from the earth is different. And so the information we pick up from our environment is different. So we have to be present where we are. And we talk about psychological disorders. I think a lot of people have the issue of not being present. The mind, either the prefrontal cortex of the brain's kicked on. They're projecting the future. They're projecting the past. They have cellular memory experiences in their body where they're not present. So we have to be present in time and space. The fourth other is having proper spatial orientation, and that is that every single movement that we do in life, as we walk, we exist in three-dimensional space, and this is particularly in relation to the Chinese meridians of the Du and Ren, the microcosmic meridians, the microcosmic circuit. This is the axis of life. And the fifth contribution I think that nutripuncture provides is recognizing gender-specific information in the body. So we talk about the pericardium or the sanjiao channel, right? We have the meridian flow, but my meridian flow has anatomically a man, it has a more of a yang or masculine charge to it, and my arm is the arm of a man, your arm is the arm of a woman, but we also have this gender-specific information. And I think this is really excellent contribution to looking at energy medicine and being able to and to see a change. So this in and of itself, I think, is excellent. This can be applied to any different energy modality that anyone is interested in whether or not it's tapping or acupuncture, whether or not it's Reiki. I think this is really excellent approach.
I think this book is an amazing book. I just really want to understand all of it, that's all.
Yes, yes.
And I think the information is so much there, and it's a little bit different, so I'm just trying to understand. So do you want to go some more on that topic, or you want to move to another topic?
Well, so when we look, so it goes back to your question earlier, even about the bipolar. So the first part that we would approach when we're looking is this person yin-yang positive, okay? If they're not, mm-hmm. what meridian do we need to stimulate to bring them back into a yin-yang positive state? Because if we don't activate that cellular communication, then, you know, it's like you and I are able to communicate now. We have a telephone line, and this is the bridge between the inside and outside of the cell. And then for us to communicate well, we have to have proper information going back and forth, which is the specific information of the meridian.
Mm-hmm.
So in this case, when I take a person's pulse with bipolar, I'd want to know which meridian do I need to stimulate to restore yin-yang positive state. The place I work, actually, I work with two other physicians, and I'll give you another example. The one doctor came in, and I checked his pulse because he wanted me to show him. I took his pulse, and I said, "Oh, you know, your adrenals are out." And I asked him,
"How did you know that by checking his pulse? What happened? What did you feel when you checked his pulse?"
This is a very specific pulse that comes from the work of Dr. Paul Noget, the French doctor.
And did it was it something like, you know, let's say Morse code, like da 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 or da da da? Was there some kind of pattern there that you felt, or was it just
fast? You could use the traditional. In Chinese medicine, they have what they call the traditional rumai, which are irregular pulses. There's 28 pulses, so it's possible to feel a shift with the pulses this way, or you could test it with muscle testing. If you're yin-yang positive and you're testing somebody, and you can figure out, you could go through trial and error if you don't have the, you know, this is why I train neutropuncturists. I train a lot of people. I teach all over the country. And this is basically what I teach people, because this is a little bit more elaborate. For the basic, I would say if somebody's feeling lethargic, there's certain, you can just stimulate the meridians and enhance the vital current. The best way to think about it in terms of that is we look at the definition of stress, right? If we put it in terms of mechanics, if I press on my desk, it can hold so much weight. Once it exceeds that limit, the stress is going to cause it to crack, right? So in the same way, when we strain our meridians, once we've exceeded that, you know, we've created stress. If we use nutrien, nutri-yang, plus, for example, we talked about the gallbladder, we can take more stress and more load on that meridian before the meridian loses its frequency. It goes into a disease state. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does. I understand it. I'm just like, if you had if somebody bought your product and they're feeling this pulse, I'm just wondering what you felt to know that that person had an abnormal
electromagnetic pulse. This is very subtle.
I mean, what
electromagnetic pulse?
I know that's electromagnetic, but what sound it for me? You know, how
normally a pulse
goes put 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 like that. You know,
right. So this is if we take the radio pulse or something or whichever pulse you have. This, the electromagnetic, it's even subtler. It's almost like it would be like an on or off. So. When you become familiar with it, it would be the equivalent of knowing when the light's on or off. It's just we're looking for this information, which is actually what we're talking about is a yin-yang positive state. You either feel it on the pulse or you don't when this cellular exchange is happening. And so then the question is, if you don't feel it, which information from which meridian restores that pulse, which restores the yin-yang positive state? So it's like a puzzle piece. It's that there should be a flow, like through the water should be flowing through. If there's a piece missing, which piece do you put back there so that the water can continue to flow through? So it's always back to which meridian is stressed and not allowing the free flow through the system. You know, granted, I do understand this material is, I've seen a lot of your interviews, and I know you dive into very complicated issues. This took a little bit for me. It's very different for the U.S., this way of approaching things. It is very, very different. And that's the other reason I'm here to talk to you about this, and the reason I helped to edit the book is because the concepts are very foreign in the U.S.
I understand
what you're
saying. I just don't think I'm communicating well. Let's imagine that we had a pulp card. If you have 28 pulses, irregular pulses,
yeah.
And mm-hmm. you have a, so you're studying to learn what these pulses are.
Okay.
There are 28 of them. And you had a pulse card. What would this pulse card look like? A flash card. What would it look like?
For example, if we talk about like a
sequence of events.
Okay, so if we talk like traditional Chinese pulse, you could have a thready pulse, which might be going to be a very thin, faint pulse. Okay, we could look to see which meridian would enhance that experience of the radial pulse. Which one would give it a little bit more life?
That's what I was wanting. You would have a faint kind of pulse.
This is different than electromagnetic pulse, though. This is traditional pulse taking, 28, the Lumai. So I'm talking about a different pulse, but that's how you would do it if you did the Chinese system.
And if you had, I don't know, let's just say the person had a gallbladder issue, what would the pulse tell you? When you were feeling of the pulse, what would you be looking for?
Well, it depends. So on the, we look at the, we might look at the mid pulse on the left side and the liver gallbladder area.
You check pulses in different places, is that what you do?
Well, if we use the Chinese system, yes.
Uh-huh.
There's six pulses. There's three on each side, and they correspond with different organs.
I just want people, because we have a lot of educated listeners that are tired of allopathic medicine, so I want them to understand why they need to look at your stuff. But if they understand why they need to look at it, they need to understand how to use it.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right, I understand.
And it's a hard thing because it's so different and it's so new, but people have got to have, I want to go buy that because I can do this. For example, somebody emailed me while we were talking saying, I have systemic sclerosis. Can neutropuncture help me?
Okay.
So that's a question to you from a listener.
What did you say they have?
Systemic sclerosis.
Okay.
That's where their body makes too much collagen.
Uh-huh.
And it starts literally tightening up all over their body, particularly starting in the lungs and the thoracic cavity. But I don't know. I've not had it, but I think it goes everywhere eventually. You know, your body kind of starts getting hard.
Okay. Right.
So
does
your system help that?
Yeah,
it's autoimmune.
Right. So what we look at is we'd want to. You know, for this, I would say it would be, in all honesty, it would be best to, you could use basic things like Nutri-Yin, Nutri-Yang. You could use 19, which is in relation to skin. If you have other organs affected, you could use the information for the organ.
Okay.
But in terms of this, what would actually be really interesting is that the other parts of the diagnostics that I talked about, and this is why, perhaps if more complicated conditions, it would be good to consult somebody who really knows how to do the neutropuncture, somebody who practices and deals with this a lot. We could look at other issues, okay? That is to say, okay, which organs has an issue in terms of being yin-yang positive, which restores this? But we could have an issue of identity, right? Which is to say...
That was very interesting, by the way.
Let me explain. For example, I treat patients with fibromyalgia, and we look at it in terms of the body has a schema, and the schema can get confused. So I have a patient, let's say, who has right shoulder pain, and they actually first started having left shoulder pain, but the information transferred to the right. And so when I take a look at them, I'll see that the do and ren, the microcosm, the axis, is actually out. And so they're beginning to map the information from the left onto the right. So they have a confusion between left and right. So we have to restore this information on left and right and actually treat the left shoulder, even though the pain appears on the right shoulder now. So we can invert our map of our body. For example, with fibromyalgia, we can see a confusion between skin and bone. It's that the body is actually mapping the information backwards. And so we have to restore the identity of the organ. Otherwise, we keep having problems. So the best analogy anybody ever gave me was, if you imagine, if you tap on your wrist right now, right? As we tap, okay, we tap lightly, no problem, okay? If we keep tapping for 5 minutes, no problem. If we tap for a month, we're going to start to begin to change the tissue, right? If we tap for 5 years, we're going to begin to, the whole system's going to change, right? And these are the micro disturbances in our system. We have all these tappings going on all the time in our system, misinformation in the system all the time that creates disease. We see a change in the, and this is particularly where Chinese medicine comes in, and this is the history, is looking at these micro disturbances and how do we begin to restore this information. So in this case, we're seeing identity issue with the fibromyalgia. So for a patient like this, I'd be concerned about identity of the different organ systems and whether or not they're recognizing it properly. The other interesting thing is that we can map other people's, I was talking about the doctor earlier, and I was taking his pulse, and I said, oh, your adrenal's out. And I know him, and I asked him, which patient? I was able to figure out it was like his third patient that he treated. I was like, you lost your identity to this patient. I said, what did you treat this patient for? He goes, she came in for adrenal insufficiency. I said, okay, well, her projection of this information from the renal or the adrenal is stronger than your ability to recognize the balance.
That's interesting. That's an intuitive
identity
thing.
Uh-huh. What's that?
It's like an intuitive thing also involving quantum entanglement. You picked it up intuitively, you knew that, but he got quantum entangled with her and took on her thing, right?
Yes, we could say this, but this is the essence of identity, is that he lost the cell, the endo-extracellular communication, and exactly this quantum entanglement. So this may be an interesting phrase. I've never heard this before, quantum entanglement, but this is one of the great things about neutropunctures. You can test for these things. And I've done many different modalities, and I've never seen anything to be able to do this. So it's very, very exciting for me.
I think it's very exciting, too. Because I understand what you're talking about, I just don't know how to, use it for the people at home, and I just want them to
right.
I see the value in it, is what I'm trying to say. Just trying to help the people understand that how they can use this at home.
Right.
Give me some more information.
Example. So
yeah.
I have another patient I treat for fibromyalgia, and there's actually a specific sequence for this to, like, skin bone inversion. So let me come back to sequences. But let me actually, do you mind if I put sequences right now?
Sure, you can talk about whatever you want to.
Okay. So what was really interesting in Dr. Ray's work is that all they really, from Lukoski's work and McClintock's, all they were really ever concerned about was restoring the vital currents to the meridians and the organ systems. That's all they cared about, is that if you boost these, then the system will strengthen, and then there's no room for disease this way, if you can boost the vital currents enough. But when they started activating meridians, they actually started to discover there was a very unique language in the body, and that is like unlocking a safe. If you turn the dial, if you activate numbers in a specific order in a sequence, you're able to open the safe, and this way you're able to actually open potential within people. You're able to communicate, open up. It's like being able to rewrite the operating system of your computer If there's errors, you can rewrite the coding. This is the sequence, and it's just extremely amazing, remarkable. So this is the sequence. It contains five new trees. Usually, maybe a sequence has 10, but the first is the information for the metabolic pole, and it's like a Google search engine. So if somebody has a skin bone confusion, it like pulls up the information, and the second five actually show the body how to assimilate this experience into the body. And the tapping technique you were talking about earlier, right? It's mm-hmm. the emotional freedom technique. Is this what you were referring to? EFT?
Yeah.
So what we have is when we stimulate the meridians, we get a stagnation in the system. We're not able to assimilate a particular experience. So imagine being able to give the cognitive information, stimulate the meridians necessary to be able to take an experience that's disruptive and being able to assimilate that and incorporate that experience into who you are, so it's no longer disruptive in the body. This is the remarkable thing about the sequences.
Go ahead.
So for example, if we have we're talking about fibromyalgia, we may have a particular sequence for skin bone confusion, but we also could just give the information for Nutri-Yin, Nutri-Yang, plus...
You're going out.
Okay, so we could just restore the information to the skin and the bone.
That makes perfect sense.
Uh-huh. So this is what's remarkable. We can treat just boosting the currents to particular meridians, or we can go into the coding and rework the coding.
I just found something that it's called pulse diagnosis, and it talked about where you put your fingers to test it, and mm-hmm. it talks about frequency of beats and how many pulses are they, superficial pulses, six basic categories of pulses. That's kind of what I was looking for, so somebody would know what you use. They would know. Does that make sense?
Right. So this is a Chinese system. So we're using two different, but in terms of the Chinese, we also have, there's traditional Ayurvedic pulse taking, Tibetan medicine has their own pulse taking, the ancient Egyptians had their own pulse taking.
Okay.
But in terms of Chinese pulse taking, when you put your fingers on the radial pulse, the midpoint is around there's three points. There's on the right side you have the lung, you have the spleen, you have the kidney yang going from most distal to proximal, and on the left side you have the heart, the liver, and the kidney. And in terms of traditional Chinese medicine, you're going to feel the vessel. You want to find out whether the pulse is superficial, mid-range, or whether or not it's deep. You want to feel the thickness of the vessel. You want to feel the rate. So how many beats per minute. You want to feel the overall quality of the pulse. Is it is the vessel wide? Is it thick? Is there a lot of energy moving through? How is it regular? Is it irregular? So these are the different pulse qualities that you would want to assess from a traditional Chinese medicine standpoint.
And then will your book tell them in there how to use these to pick out what medicine or what trace mineral they need?
Yes, in terms of the symptom base,
you just look up
traditionally
symptoms?
Even honestly in terms of the Chinese medicine, you would have to take a class you spend most of your training in Chinese medicine learning how to take pulse properly and get the information. So I would say, we teach this in the neutropuncture workshops, which are available throughout the country, and we help people to access this at deeper levels. But on a basic level, there's no problem having a kit or just the nutries and going through the symptoms. What symptoms do you have? And mm-hmm. using the Nutri-Yin, Nutri-Yang plus the specific organ system and just stimulate the vital currents to that organ system.
Do you have, we've got about 5 or 6 more minutes, and I'd like to know if you have a really good healing story, and then I'd like you to take a few minutes to say whatever you want to say and give your site again or any workshops that you come up. one of your coworkers said that you might wanted to offer people a discount on something.
Okay.
I wasn't sure, but you can do whatever you would like.
Okay. I actually have, you know, it's very often I have people who come in. You were talking earlier about the bipolar. Actually, people who have symptoms all the time, anxiety, depression. I have people, a lot of times I get referred patients who've had problems for years, and they've tried different modalities, and they haven't had any success. And the problem's always been diagnostics. When I use a neuropuncture, if I give a sequence, I often get reports from patients that maybe with like anxiety, depression, that they've gotten more work done in two or three sessions balancing the vital currents than they have in 10 years of work elsewhere. And I think this is what's really remarkable with the meridians is that they both have a physical and an emotional component to them. Every meridian or organ system, when you adjust them, you adjust both. There's a continuum between physical and emotional, and when you adjust one, it adjusts the other. I have patients with chronic diseases. They help all the time. I mean, it's just common.
Have you had any success treating addictions?
Yes, addictions. You can do very, very well with this. Very, very well. My background actually, I worked in a homeless clinic. Even with acupuncture, addiction is very good. With the nutriments, you can stimulate the meridians. And the great thing about it is, if you use the nutriments, it's like getting two acupuncture sessions a day. So it's very, very good for addictions.
Okay, that's good to know. You want to give? You have any other amazing story of healing? People always are interested in that.
If my patients were listening, they would probably. I get stories every week about the. But I'm. People change with fibromyalgia, which is, it's just people's lives change all the time. It's in really radical ways where it's so common. I'm totally blanking now, but I have a lot of on my website, which is Andrew Hyman, HEIMANN.com. I have a lot of testimonials, a lot of people, but. Yeah, it's just, it's just...
Okay.
Like most all the patients get better.
Is there any workshops coming up?
There's one in Miami coming up in a couple of weeks, and that's on, it might be on the Get My... There's a newsletter. I think you can check Neutropuncture on Facebook, and you can, they'll list all of the workshops coming up. And you can check my website, www.andrewhyman.com.
Okay.
And there's a lot of testimonials in the book, too. My recommendation is please pick up the book. It makes it a little easier. And if you have any questions, just email, and we can get back to you.
Okay. Do you want to give us that website one more time?
Yes. There's www.neutropuncture.com is one, and then if you're interested in the products, they're at www.getmynutri.com, and Guillaume offered everybody a 20% discount for this month if they go to the website and they use there's a passcode for Infinite for your program. You can type this in and get a 20% discount for the month.
Okay,
but my
that's
recommendation
very nice.
Is please pick up the book and look at the information, because this information is just really, really, really important. Whatever energy modality you look at, or however you want to look at energy medicine, this is really remarkable material.
Do you work with Guillaume?
With Guillaume, I do workshops. I have my own practice. I don't sell product. If my patients or something like this, but I do workshops with Guillaume. He puts, he helps organize them, and I could do the workshops, but I don't do any business stuff. I work with Dr. Vray, and I do research. I'd like to tell you, there's some really remarkable work on a voice that's being done right now.
On a what?
On the voice. and tuning the voice with the neutral puncture. What they did was, in Italy, where a lot of the research is getting done right now, they had a singer. They had her sing, warm up, and I actually work with singers in Miami and New York as well. But you have the singer warm up, you make a recording, and then you tune the voice with specific protocols, so you boost the vital currents, and then the research in Italy recorded the voice again, and then they had somebody go into an MRI machine, and they took 3 segments of the tuned voice and untuned voice, and they mixed them, randomized them, and then they played them to the person in the MRI machine. And they could hear that when the vital currents are lifted from the tuned voice, you could see twice the activation in the brain. So it's really fascinating. This is at, if you check the neutral puncture website or email, you can get the specific information on this, but this is a work that's happening in Italy. There's so many fascinating things about boosting the vital currents. I mean, the way I think this is going to open up over the years coming, we're just going to get more and more information. It's just really, really exciting time we're living in.
Well, I think it's access
to the human potential.
Certainly good information. All right, Andrew, thank you. You want to give the website one more time? And the name of the book is
yes.
Nutripuncture.
Nutripuncture,
so they,
stimulating
they
the energy.
They can find it on Amazon.
Yes, or you can get it at MyNutri. And actually, if you get it at GetMyNutri with your 20% discount, it may save you some money.
Yeah.
So there's www.getmynutri.com. And there's also NutriPuncture.com. And I think at the NutriPuncture.com, they have some of the studies on like endometriosis and some of the
That's what I wish would like to have heard about, so people will know what they can use it for. I mean, most people are familiar with, you know, acupuncture. But
right.
To know that what you can treat with this stuff,
right.
with your supplement.
Yeah, you can treat, you can treat a lot, because any disease, we're going to say, is a confusion of information in the body, autoimmune, and a loss of the vital currents. And then if anybody's interested, my website's www.andrewhyman.com. And you can actually, maybe I'll be a little bit better if people respond to Andrew Hyman Acupuncture on Facebook. I'm so excited, and I really appreciate this opportunity to speak with everybody. And this work, I mean, it's such a passion. When we really begin to access this information and the human potential, it's just remarkable. It's a great pleasure, and I really very much am grateful for
Well, I'm glad that I appreciate your taking the time. I'd also like to tell my listeners that the week of April 14th and 15th that's coming up, there's a conference here in Atlanta where I live. It's called the I Can Do It Conference. And if you're anywhere in this area, you don't want to miss this conference. Bruce Lipton will be there, Greg Braden will be there, Wayne Dyer, Louise Hay, Caroline Mays, Brian Weiss. Don't miss this conference. It's at the Georgia World Congress Center, April 14 and 15. It's the icandoit.net is the website to find it. If you have any questions, you could contact me and I can put you in touch with the folks. But it's a great list of speakers. You rarely get this many speakers in one place. So thanks for listening, and please take a look at the NutriPuncture book. I really like it. It's a little bit complicated, but I think if you take your time reading it, it's new and on the edge, and when something's new and on the edge, it takes a little time to put it together, but it's worth it. Thank you a lot, Andrew, for coming on, and please don't miss this I Can Do It conference in Atlanta, which is April 14 and 15. Good night.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.